If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Cam Buckner, state representative, a Democrat from Chicago. Do you do Wordle every day, Cam?
I do not. I used to do Wordle a long time ago. I actually have not done it in a long time.
But, yeah, that was kind of me, too. It was so hot. Everybody was talking about it. And then some folks still do it, but it's sort of fallen off for folks. We didn't call you to talk about that today, Cam. We wondered about Waymo coming to the state. What's your proposal here?
Yeah, so the proposal that I've put forth really is about giving Illinois the chance to lead and not react when it comes to autonomous vehicles. We know that they're coming, whether or not we legislate it. 29 states and the District of Columbia all have put forth legislation around autonomous vehicles. And so what I've attempted to do here is to begin the conversation, to create the infrastructure, and to make sure that we're talking about this in a way that we can do the right thing for the people in Illinois, sure, when this actually comes to the forefront.
Well, wait a minute. You just said it's coming whether we do anything about it or not. For Waymo to operate in the state, do they need a license from the state of Illinois, or can they come whether or not you try and regulate it either way?
Yeah, let me clarify. So no, they cannot come without us opening up the door. But what my sentiment is, John, is that once again, we see this technology coming. This technology is permeating around the country. And what I don't want us to do is to be caught flat-footed and have to be reactionary when the conversation is had about, you know, where this happens in Illinois.
We'll get to that in a minute. But we don't have Waymo here. There are no driverless vehicles in Illinois right now?
There are not driverless vehicles here in the state of Illinois from a commercial standpoint, right? So, you know, think about hailing a ride from a Bulls or a Bears game to the home, to your home, or to the train station through an app, which can happen now in states like California and Texas and Florida. That does not currently exist in Illinois. And so what this bill does is it creates the framework for a pilot, right, which is another strong five-letter word, P-I-L-O-T, so that we can study this, we can make sure that we're doing the right thing from a data efficiency, safety standpoint. I'm extremely concerned about making sure we do this right from a labor standpoint and that human folks are not put in a bad spot if these things and when they do come to the state. And so once again, this is not rubber stamping. And this is not really fast tracking. This is giving us the opportunity to look at this from an inclusive way and see how we move forward.
So are you worried that it's going to take away from Uber drivers or Lyft drivers or taxi drivers?
That's always a concern, right? This bill, to me, or whatever final bill passes, if it passes when it comes to AV, it cannot undermine workers. It cannot preempt collective bargaining.
How are you going to prevent that, though? If I take a Waymo instead of a Lyft or a cab, then that's somebody who's not getting the money. We're sending it to Google in California, right?
That is exactly why this bill is necessary to begin to have this conversation. I choose, when I go to the grocery store, I'm glad that the automatic checkout line exists, but I never use it. I know some people do. I make a personal choice not to do that. Once again, this is not about pushing anything on anybody. It's making sure that we've done all the things to run this through the rinse and through the wash to make sure.
Okay, well, let's have that conversation. Right. But would you propose putting a limit then? Like there can only be 1,000 Waymos in Illinois or so many per county? I mean, that would at least be some protection. Is that on your mind?
I think a limit is absolutely the right thing to do to make sure that this is not overtaking the marketplace. If you look at the bill, part of the pilot is that the pilot would be split up in Sangamon County, which is where Springfield is, and in Madison, St. Clair County, near the state border with Missouri, places that have already talked about having a shortage of rideshare drivers, right?
Oh.
And so we're looking at this through that lens because, once again, it's very important to me that we don't put these drivers in a bad position.
Well, Cook County, I thought Cook County was included in the pilot program.
So Cook County is able to do tracing and tracking in Cook County, but the actual cars, if this were passed tomorrow, which is not going to be, would only be able to be prevalent, once again, in those two places. And even the thoughts about around Cook County are not around the city of Chicago. There has been some talk about whether or not Rosemont would want to use this as a pilot program between, you know, their malls and O'Hare Airport.
Rosemont.
So once again,
that's hilarious. You're right. There's a lot of not many people live in Rosemont. A lot of people use Rosemont. And some of those intersections are fantastically complicated. If Waymo can navigate Rosemont, then I'm half interested. then I will be a believer. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do, John. And that's a big part of this as well, right? Making sure that if these cars can actually can maneuver through infrastructure and the construction hazards and the weather here in Chicago, these are things that have not been tested in other places, right? And so, once again, this is trying to gather as much information as possible so we can see if there is a right way to do this.
Two more things, though, Cam, but I'm a little confused. So they're going to roll it out in places where it's hard to get a rideshare, which is not Cook County or Chicago. But the story in the paper said the pilot program in a handful of Illinois counties, including Cook, before opening the door statewide. So are we going to have Waymo's first in the Chicago area or not?
Once again, this bill does not, is not meant and intended for us to green light all of this. This bill creates the infrastructure so we can begin to have the conversation, right? And I've been very clear about this. I don't expect for us to wake up tomorrow and for this to be the norm. In fact, I've been very clear about the fact that I want to make sure that organized labor is good with this and they're a part of the conversation. I want to make sure that cities and villages are a part of this conversation. And as you know, I mean, often you file legislation to begin this conversation. I just do not want us to be caught flat-footed.
I know that, but Cam, I have to read you this first sentence because people are reading this. Self-driving cars such as Waymo's could soon roam the streets of Chicago under the new legislation proposed in Springfield. Autonomous vehicle, the pilot program in a handful of Illinois counties, including Cook, before opening the door statewide. So when they get it in Madison County, down by St. Louis, are we going to have it in Cook County in Chicago?
Yeah, that's not the intent. I understand that the headline is jarring, right? And it did what it was supposed to do, is pulls people
well,
in.
I just want it to be right, but that's not correct. It's not going to be in Cook County?
It says it could possibly be in Cook County, right? And that's what the language says, but that's not the intent. Could.
Got it. Okay, then that's right. My bad. All right, And then why 3 years, though? I mean, for it to say it's successful in these outlying areas, I suspect it will be. Why the 3-year window? It's already happening in other states.
You know, we think 3 years is long enough to get the proper data.
Is it too long? The question.
No, but I think 1 year could be something that you may get some data, but that data may be has some discrepancy with what happens in year two. I think 3 years is a solid amount of time for us to say we've studied this, we've done this the right way, we've given it the sunlight and the scrutiny that it deserves, and now we have a plan on how to move forward.
Seems to me like that also gives the rideshare and taxi drivers time to, that's a compromise. That's a built-in compromise, it sounds like to me, which is not a bad thing, mind you. But I mean, it's not going to happen tomorrow, and you've got a few years to figure out how else you're going to supplement your income when people are using these vehicles. That must be in the back of your mind as well.
Well, to me, it's important to go slow and steady and to get this right? We could file a bill that makes this legal overnight. I think that's the wrong thing to do for our economy. I think that's the wrong thing to do for our safety. I think that's the wrong thing to do for our people.
Yeah.
And so, once again, this is very deliberate. This is very methodical. It gives us the space and the runway to figure out how to do this the right way. And there may be some answers, at the end of 2 years that we say, well, we can't do this right now, or we should do something different, or there may be new technology. Right? This gives us the opportunity to be prudent and to be forthright.
And or maybe in the next 2 or 3 years, it'll be safer still. The technology will be even more accommodating to people like me. So maybe we'll be thankful that we waited before rolling it out as quickly as Arizona has, for instance. Cam Buckner is a state lawmaker from Chicago. Okay, Cam, really helpful. Very interesting. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's always nice to talk to Cam.